Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, has expressed deep concerns over the Nigerian army's deadly attack against Shia Muslims. Zarif made the remarks during a telephone conversation with Nigeria's foreign minister, Godfrey Onyema. Zarif also called on the Nigerian government to take serious and swift measures to prevent violence against Shia Muslims and protect their lives. For his part, Onyema also expressed hope that peace will be restored in the region very soon through consultations with senior authorities. And reports coming from Nigeria suggest that army troops have started destroying a mosque belonging to Shia Muslims in the northern city of Zaria. Nigerian soldiers have launched a deadly attack against the supporters of top Shia cleric Sheikh Ibrahim al-Zakzaki in the city. According to unconfirmed reports, hundreds of people have been killed and many more wounded in the offensive. There have been conflicting reports about the fate of Sheikh al-Zakzaki and his family members. The bloodshed has drawn criticism from human rights groups. Well, joining us now from London is head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission, Mr. Masoud Shajare. Mr. Shajare, welcome to the program. Let's start off with what's taking place in Zaria. Recent reports are indicating that army troops have now started destroying a mosque belonging to Shia Muslims. How do you see the events transpiring over the past few days in Zaria of Nigeria?
It really is outrageous. I mean, in many levels. First of all, this is a place of worship where not that long ago on Arba'in, there were 5 million people gathered in it and in the park adjacent to it. And now it's being bulldozed. We got the photographs of their bulldozing the place of worship, which shows that the issue wasn't anything to do with the safety of a general. The issue was the destruction and xenophobia and the fear of this group of people. And the effort is to destroy everything that they've got and actually try to undermine them completely. The other worrying factor, which is now being confirmed, that we are talking about over 1,000 worshippers being and people from that community have been slaughtered and massacred, and you know it shows again that 1,000 deaths on that side, and the army cannot even show someone with a bruised toes, so no injury, no death, and again highlights the reality and the fact that this was a massacre well planned and implemented. The third thing which is extremely worrying is that the fate of Sheikh Zakzaki and his family, the army and the government are responsible for the safety of all their citizens. The fact that they sent such a brute force into the residential area and now they cannot even say what has happened to those citizens, what has happened to someone like Sheikh Zakzaki, where is he, what has happened to him, what sort of health situation has he got, and you know, what sort of safety has he got. And these are the responsibility of Nigerian government. And we are extremely concerned with all these factors. And indeed, the photographs that we are getting, you know, bodies being just dumped into the street, you know, and massacred. Really, there is a lot of questions that needs to be addressed by the Nigerian army and Nigerian government. And the most important at this stage is the health and well-being of Sheikh Zakzaki and his family.
Mr. Shajar, another question that comes to mind is what were the reasons that conjured such a deadly attack by the Nigerian army against Sheikh Zakzaki and his followers? We know that an entire residential complex was put under siege. Certainly, many civilians were killed as a result of the attacks carried out by the Nigerian army.
Absolutely. I mean, they're all civilians. There's no army. And, you know, the Islamic movement in Nigeria hasn't got an army. It has never committed any sort of act of aggression. You know, these civilians, they came and they used themselves as shield to protect Sheikh Zakzaki. And the brutality of going there, I mean, you know, the excuse of the army, which is no one would buy it, and everybody sees how much of a lie it is that, you know, the general was attacked. Well, if a general was attacked sort of 10, 12 hours before, and that was unsuccessful, why suddenly you go from all the way from the Hosseiniya, where you accuse that the so-called incident happened, all the way to Sheikh Zakzaki's house and in a residential area, and start shooting innocent people who have got no way of protecting themselves? And you know, this and the fact of destruction of the mosque and everything shows that this had nothing to do whatsoever with safety of any general. It was well planned and to implement based on xenophobia and an attack on the on a community which have been extremely peaceful.
Thank you very much. Head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission, Masoud Shajar, joining us from London to give us further insight on that story. We're now joined by researcher of University of Rome, Shehu Abdussalam, who's joining us on the line from the Iranian capital, Tehran. Welcome to the program. Let's pick up where we left off with our previous guest. Give us your thoughts on the recent attack that took place against Shia Muslims in Azaria, and also why hasn't the international community been more vocal about what's taking place there?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The latest news I've got from Nigeria about three hours ago is that Sheikh Zakzaki himself called one of our sisters here in the city of Mashhad, and the sister informed me he was hardly able to speak because the soldiers, after putting explosives in the house, they went in and found Sheikh Zakzaki, his wife, two of his one daughter and one son. They were alive. They shot Sheikh Zakzaki. They shot his wife and the two children. And the situation is very, very critical. The sister informed me that there's no attendance, like medical attendance, to him. They left him there, and he's in a very dangerous situation. I mean, there's danger of possibly someone losing his or her life in that situation. And I think it's possible that the soldiers are still around the house. They don't allow other people to go into the Sheikh's home to attend to him, his critical health situation. This is the latest news I've got from Nigeria.
Okay, very well. Researcher of University of Rome, Shehu Abdussalam, joining us on the line from Tehran.